Support for Juno Afternoon comes from Heritage Coffee Roasting Company, providing Juno with locally roasted coffee for over 40 years with 7 cafes and drive-through locations throughout Juno. More at heritagecoffee.com. I'm your host, Shelley Delaney, and right now I'm joined by two members of the UAS student government here on the Juno campus. Welcome, Kaylee Spencer, student body president. Hello, Kaylee.
Hi, thank you so much for having us.
Sure thing. And Eliza Dominey, member of the UAS Student Senate. Hi, Eliza.
Hello.
Welcome to you both. Kaylee, let's start with you. What are some of your duties as the UAS student body president?
Some of my duties include representing the entire student body of UAS and making sure that we have programs to engage students and really just advocating for them at the university level and at the state level.
And Eliza, can you tell us a little bit about what you do as part of the Student Senate?
Yeah, so my job as a student senator is really just to connect with students and find out what they would like more of on campus and some of the changes that they personally would like to see happen on campus. And that includes like dining services and like facilities and stuff like that. So just changes around campus and our campus culture.
Got it. Well, there have been a lot of changes over the last 12 months, and you are here to talk about some of them. Let's start with the University of Alaska Southeast Student Code of Conduct updates. Kaylee, did you want to explain about what changes may have been made to the Code of Conducts?
Yeah, right now we're working on drafting some wording to update our Student Code of Conduct. And student government has been working with the Dean of Students and other faculty to get the Student Code of Conduct to include wording that condemns acts of racial and ethnic harassment and discrimination on campus so that there will be repercussions for any student who engages in such behavior. And the goal of including this wording is kind of to ensure that the university takes a strong stance against acts of racial and ethnic harassment and discrimination on campus, and that this mentality is not only a common practice or just an idea that we promote, but a legitimate policy that we have on the books to ensure that all students on our campus feel safe and can learn in a safe environment where they're able to truly grow without being hindered by fear or hatred. Because as student government, we believe that all students should have the right to feel safe and have a welcoming learning environment.
I think that's a big part of the college experience. How have you been able to make these changes or implement these updates, and have you experienced any pushback?
Well, these things do take time, and right now we're kind of working in conjunction with our Title IX office and our Dean of Students and other faculty to try and get these changes made, and there are some difficulties with making sure that policies line up across the UA system, but I think other than that, it's going pretty smoothly, and I think we just have to keep pushing for these changes to be made to ensure that it really gets put into effect.
Probably not unlike politics and government at higher levels, such as the state and the federal government. Eliza, is there anything you want to add about the updates to the Student Code of Conduct? Have you been involved in that process?
Yeah, me and Kaylee are actually spearheading the whole process. So it is our task that we have kind of just tasked ourselves with this semester. And I guess some of the reasoning for us wanting to update the Student Code of Conduct was that there's just been a lot of a little bit of incidents that have happened on campus, and no one really knows like who to go to or like what to do. And when you look at our Student Code of Conduct, there's nothing that explicitly says that it's not okay to discriminate against anyone's race or ethnicity, and it doesn't define what discrimination looks like. So we felt that those are just some of the things that really needed to be put in place. Just so that our stance on racism is very clear.
Excellent. Well, good work to the both of you on the updating the code of conducts to clarify and to provide guidelines for your student body. And speaking of life at UAS, I know a lot has changed due to COVID-19, and that's something else that you both wanted to touch on today. What do things look like on campus right now?
Things have changed a lot, and I think what I miss most is this great sense of community that we have here at UAS. That's really one of the main reasons why I chose to go to school in state and attend UAS, because other universities, I just kind of felt like I'd be this face in the crowd. But UAS, we have a really tight-knit community, which gives you the opportunity to really get to know your classmates and professors. And so I'm sort of missing that. But in the meantime, we've begun having more online events such as cook-alongs and comedy shows and even lip sync competitions. And student government even recently gave out Valentines to all the students on campus to help them stay positive during the holiday, because we know many of them aren't able to see friends or family or loved ones at this time. And as immunization rates rise and cases decrease, we'll be able to have more in-person events. Like, we just recently did a socially distanced and obviously people wearing masks at a hypnotist show. And we also had our polar plunge last week down at Auk Bay. So things are looking up, and we're just making sure that we open up in the safest way possible.
Got it. Well done with that. I know it's been hard, but it's also, I think, kind of a fun challenge to find different, new and different ways to engage. Eliza, what would you add to that? What does engagement on campus look like for you?
So engagement on campus looks, yeah, like Kaylee said, a lot of online events. But I think that as COVID rates decrease in our area here in Juneau, I feel like it's a lot easier for us to do things that other schools might not have the opportunity to do for a much longer time. And I think that's the benefit of us being such a small school, is that things in the process of COVID, I feel like it moves a little bit faster for us. So we are able to have some in-person classes, just like we are able to have some in-person services that are still available to us, and those will probably increase our services if our COVID rates are looking good and everything is going good. We actually have been talking about having a soft opening here on campus, just for some more on-site services to be available to students. So I'm pretty excited for that. And I really just love being able to be here at UAS, because being in college during COVID anywhere else would be really, really hard right now, I believe.
Yeah, I know at least one student who was planning to attend college out of state and is attending remotely instead, still here in Juneau. Eliza, staying with you, how has the hunker down mode affected you? Are you the type of personality who can roll with it, or do you really miss being out and socializing?
I feel like for me personally, I just miss connecting with my own friends, because most of my friends did not return to school this semester, unfortunately. So I really miss just having those personal, like, face-to-face connections. But I feel that the internet has been a really great resource during this time. But yeah, I do miss having conversations with friends and being able to laugh and just talk with each other.
And Kaylee, how about yourself? You're the student body president. I know that it must be hard to not be able to be around people, but at the same time, I'm sure some of your duties must require it. How have you sort of maintained a good balance throughout hunker down mode and while being the UAS student body president and attending school?
It has been difficult. I do miss the kind of face-to-face interaction and the more personal touch that you get with being able to see people in person. So far, students have done a great job at adapting to a more online environment, and they are still engaging virtually. So they've actually made it really easy on me by reaching out and making sure that I can still be available to them in that way. But I do really miss seeing students in person.
Well, it does sound like that both of you are doing the best you can to keep morale up and to find new ways to engage with college life. Despite all that, COVID-19 is still here. People are still getting it. Is there anything that the UAS student government is doing to help students with COVID-19? Kaylee, we can start with you.
Oh, yeah. The university has actually been really great with trying to help students during this time, and they've been very flexible and accommodating. Some of the specific things we offer here at UAS that are really beneficial is that we offer free counseling sessions to students, and we highly encourage that they participate just so they can check in on their mental health, which is so important right now. And we've started holding online mixer events where students can still meet other students virtually and socialize in that way. And student government personally has given $32,000 this year in scholarships to be used by full-time and part-time students, exchange students, and those in certain internship programs, so that we can hopefully lighten the financial burden on some students that have happened as a result of COVID.
Got it. And Eliza, anything to add to that?
Yeah, I think some other ways that the university is able to help students through COVID is that we are still offering some in-person services. They just have a little bit of restrictions to them. So like dining services, I know that they started doing deliveries for people who are in quarantine, and other things like the Student Resource Center. They're still open and available to students via phone. And what else? I'm just trying to think. I know our rec center is still open. You just have to wear a mask. So I think that there's lots of ways that the university is trying to do their best with helping students with COVID. Yeah.
Well, thank you both so much, Eliza and Kaylee, for sharing all that you have been doing for the UAS student government, from mitigating COVID-19 to combating racism on campus. I'm so impressed with all the ways that you are working to improve life for the students there. So thank you both for doing what you do. Is there anything else that either of you would like to share before we say goodbye today? Kaylee, we can start with you.
I was just going to say that, first of all, thank you so much for having us, and thank you for allowing us to have this platform to get our message out about some of the things that we've been working on, and really just trying to stay positive during this time. And I just shout out to all the students at UAS. Thank you so much for letting me represent you.
Yeah, hang in there, everybody. And Eliza, how about you? You get the last word.
Yeah, just thank you for allowing us on your show today. We had such a great time talking to you and just going over some of the stuff that we have been getting involved in. And also, thank you to all the students for being awesome. Elections are coming up, so be on the lookout for that information. Thank you.
Right. Thank you both, Eliza Dominey and Kaylee Spencer from the UAS Student Body Government.